Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
All right. The closets have been cleaned, if not out. They have been significantly dented. The house has already been sold. And I believe you, Paul Charchian, are about to say goodbye to Minnesota for some time. Or till next time, Minnesota. Would that be better?
I'll be a visitor, Zabe, to Minnesota. And I booked my one-way ticket from Minnesota to St. George, my flight on Delta.
Wow.
And I turned to my wife and I said, when you book a one-way ticket, you're leaving for good. And it was
But you're leaving for good, but at the same time, you'll be back to see friends. You've been seeing some friends this week while you've held a garage sale, first time in your life. I want details on that. And maybe mopping up any loose ends, perhaps giving back any books you still owe to the Hennepin County Library.
I'm impressed you know about the Hennepin County Library.
I know my counties.
Get this. In Hennepin County, they refuse to charge. They do no longer charge for overdue books.
Yeah, because it would be wrong and racist and something something.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So they're just gonna take a loss. Eventually, the libraries will be empty, and they'll be like, "What happened?" Well, we stopped charging late fees. People just stopped returning the books.
Yep. Now they would tell you that returning the books, people weren't returning them anyway, And so all they were doing was disincentivizing people from ever returning the book.
Well, that is an interesting concept. I suppose at some point you're like, well, shit, if I return it, I owe money. So I'm
just
going to
disappear. So, yeah. Right. So I'm just never going to bring the book back. So that is their response to that. But man, what kind of lesson are we telling people? I just feel like, you know, there should be some level of accountability on this. And it seems very reasonable to ask people to just, you know, here, you got 2 weeks with this book. Bring it back or, you know, recheck it out.
The problem is we once lived in a high trust society. And the high trust society is collapsing on all sides around us.
Well, the people who can be trusted are still doing the right things. And then the people who can't be trusted take advantage of that.
But that's the point, is that it's, you know, there is always going to be high trust people, but it only takes a small fraction of low trust people to wreck the whole system. The system is fragile. And we once had a glorious high trust society. And we won't get started today into how and why that is, because it'll just be depressing and teeth gnashing. And then, you know, four hopeless liberals will email me and say, you've got it all wrong. And then they'll write 10 pages to try to convince me. So you're not going to convince me. So save your emails. Okay, people.
Yeah. We don't have to go there. And it's not about the library books anyway. I did. We tried to sell our books at the garage sale, many of our books, because there's some point at which you look at the bookcase and you say to yourself, okay, out of all these books, how many am I going to read again? And it's like 10% that I would ever read again. And then secondarily, books are expensive to move. I'm paying by the pound here. Books are expensive.
Yes.
And so, you know, and it's not like anybody comes to your house, Zabe, and they go, oh, Mr. Zabin, would you please show me your bookshelf? I'd like to, you know, evaluate your life choices and your erudition by...
Right. Nobody's going to come looking for books and then start and making judgments about you and your life choices.
I always thought there would be. I always thought people, snobs, would come and examine my bookshelf, and they'd like, you know, oh, we deem you acceptable. And I thought that would be in music too. I thought my friends would come over and they'd pour through all my albums and be like, oh, you've got such refined, unique taste. Oh, play this for me. Play that for me. That never happened. Never. Not once. Nobody ever gives a crap.
They just want to, they want to cheatle you down on the price of one or two things they really want. They will not take any face value price at a garage sale, right?
Oh, no, we didn't try. Roxy and I had very different pricing. You know, I didn't know this about Roxy. We're in lockstep in so many things, but not when it comes to pricing our stuff at garage sales. Roxy's basically free plus a quarter was, she's like, anything you want, quarter. And I'm like, wait, I can't do it. I can't do it. Clearly, this has got to be worth something to somebody. She was just in like, clean it out. Anything we can get for anything is all a bonus. Whereas I'm like, this is a Led Zeppelin vinyl. I mean, you know, we should be able to get $8 for this, right?
What did you get for the Led Zeppelin vinyl?
We got $8 for the Led Zeppelin vinyl. Yes. Yeah. But most of our vinyl did not move, which I thought would be a better mover.
Whoa. You were all excited for your delve back into the more authentic and richer sounding vinyl with your old school high fidelity stereo system. What happened?
Still am. Now, just to be clear.
Well, if you still are, then how could you leave Led Zeppelin?
I didn't sell it all. We sold a fraction of it.
But they're tiny and thin. They stack in a box. You could put 100, stack them up in a box. I've seen DJs do this. How could you leave Led Zeppelin behind?
Well, I grew up on a steady diet of Led Zeppelin for about 8 years when I was about 12 to 19. That's like all I listened to.
Go on. And
I decided. So here's what I decided with my vinyl collection. Anything I have not played in 1 year, if I've gone 365, I've gone through four seasons, if I have not played you in a year, it has to be up for consideration.
Wow.
To be put into the garage sale. And at one of my Led Zeppelin albums. I'm like, you know what? Led Zeppelin 2 is a stone cold classic. I just don't need to hear it again in vinyl. I can, anytime I want to play it, I will just stream it. I don't know. I don't know. I prefer other Led Zeppelin albums. It's a classic. Don't get me wrong. Don't send me hate. But if you haven't listened to it here and you haven't worn the clothing item for 1 year, then how much do you really need it, Zabe?
Well, we don't really need any of the stuff that we have.
That's true.
Have you heard of the Marie Kondo method of tidying?
No. Tell me more.
Huh? This woman, this Japanese woman, claims to have perfected the art of tidying, not cleaning, but tidying, you know, and her name is a version of Condi Marie or Marie Kondo. I forget exactly how it works out, but it's called the Marie Kondo method. And basically she says, take an item, hold it in your hands. If it does not spark joy, get rid of it.
Wow.
That's her threshold, sparking joy. And then it comes down to like with like. She also swears by, don't do it piece by piece, an hour a day for 2 weeks straight. Do it all at once. She's like, once you get going, keep going. There is a famous Family Guy episode where Lois gets the bug of the Marie Kondo method. And so she just goes on a rampage to the point where at the end of it, the entire inside of the Griffin house was nothing but pure white walls and a floor. And then she throws away Peter and the family. She's like, you don't spark joy. Get out. She went mad with Marie Kondo. Oh, you got to see it. It's classic.
So I just found Family Guy. Obviously, I know it's been on for 20 plus years. But I had never really watched it other than just snippets here and there, whatever, maybe a couple of full episodes. And I always felt like I would really like it. So Roxy and I sat down about, I don't know, 4 months ago. And we're like, let's watch a season. It's really good. Family Guy's a good show. They put a ton of effort into that.
Welcome to one of the great treasures in life, okay? That you just now are coming around to how good it is. You, my friend, have you have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of acres of unplowed ground, fertile ground to watch.
It's on Comedy Central, like every night, back to back to back to back to back. And it's clearly because people love it. I'm still a little fuzzy on whether anybody can understand Stewie other than Brian, who clearly can because the dog can, or not. It seems a little vague, and it sounds like you might know the answer.
I haven't really thought too much about that. I assumed everyone could understand Brian the dog, that he spoke to other family members.
Sorry, Stewie. No, can they understand Stewie? Brian can understand Stewie and his British accent and everything.
No, but only Brian can speak to Stewie and understand him. The other adults treat him like a baby. It's a fascinating show. Do you know it's one of the few shows that was axed by Fox and got resurrected due to intense fan petitioning?
So that show never happens.
That show died once early on.
Yes.
And
yes,
there was so much fan interest that they actually resurrected it, which almost never happens. Now, to pivot this to football, the Packers are attempting to do something similar with Jaire Alexander, their Pro Bowl cornerback, where it was reported today that he's going to report to the mandatory minicamps in 2 weeks, even without a new contract. It was widely assumed he would have been dealt before the draft. He would have been dealt before June 1. Well, here we are, knock, knock, 4 days from June 1, still on the roster. Now, his cap number is exceptionally high this year. They don't want to pay him that, especially because he didn't play down the stretch when they thought he was healthy enough to play. But this would be, if they can somehow get him back for next year at a restructured contract, one of the more amazing things I've ever seen, Charge, because normally when these relationships go bad between a star player and a team, they're bad and they're gone and they're done.
That's right. Yep. Yep. The two sides move on and it's over. It's burned bridges. It's, you know, it, once and
burn bridges, once they've hard turned feelings. The page, I'm going to show
they've
you.
Turned the page. Yep. Absolutely.
Right.
Now, it could be that they just, maybe they just need each other and enough that they're just ready to hold their nose, respectively,
right,
and just see how this thing plays out. And that might be, by the way, that was a great A segue. That was a pro segue you. That you made.
Thank you very
from
much.
Family Guy so to Jair Alexander. That is not something that the average podcast host could ever have pulled off. That is years of
this
years
is
of
what,
work right
33
there.
Years of doing this. Actually, 34 years. Well, actually, 35 now. When did I start my radio career? Technically, 1991. So that's 34 years.
What were you doing on the first day?
KTMS Radio, Santa Barbara, California, AM 1250, a mere 1,000-watt station that covered.
Oh man,
covered the coast. It might have been It might have been 5,000 watts. I could look it up, but it was not a large station. But it covered the Santa Barbara and Montecito Valley in that little niche of south central California that is so glorious. The very place in which the super rich like Oprah Winfrey have giant, amazing estates in places like Ojai and whatnot and up in the hills. So it covered that area. I was doing morning drive updates three times an hour. I'll tell you in a second. But last night, the Dodgers fell 4-1 to the Padres, you know, doing the updates. And then I had a one-hour talk show every night from 6 to 7 p.m. leading into Dodger baseball with Vin Scully and Ross Porter. Time for Dodger baseball, everybody. We are one of the Dodgers affiliates.
Yeah, one of
that
many.
That job charge paid a lucrative $12,000 a year.
Wow. And you turn that into per hour,
it might have been
below minimum wage.
It might have been 14.4 because it was, I know my paycheck was $600 gross every 2 weeks, which came out to about $433 in my pocket. Now, that would have been tight to live on, but my ace in the hole was I called UC Santa Barbara games in basketball, paid by the university as their play-by-play guy, $200 per game.
That helped.
Coming close to 30 games a year, including preseason and postseason tournaments, that's an extra $6,000 of independent contractor money on top of it. Now, let me tell you, I never felt more rich in my life making $18,000 a year. Because I had everything I needed with, you know, no responsibilities, no family, no kids, no wife, no mortgage, no nothing. I had a Mitsubishi Eclipse 1994 red sports car. And I say sports because
it was hot. Those were hot.
Yes. It was a twin turbo, but it still only produced something like a piddling 260 horsepower. But it was sporty and it was fun. Mm-hmm. And I was able to buy that car. I rented a room with three other dudes down by Santa Barbara City College in a grove of eucalyptus trees with a walking trail down to the beach. It was pretty cool house to rent. My rent was, I think, $400 a month.
That was your share. Yep.
Yeah, or somewhere abouts that. And other than my burrito budget, beer, and paying for a VCR with four heads on it and a jog shuttle wheel on the remote control. Jog shuttle on the remote so I could go while sitting in my bed. And I was able to program it to record college basketball games. My friend, I was king of the world. I was richer than the Sultan of Brunei in my own mind.
I love it.
I got the job because I just graduated from UCSB. From UCSB, and I was able to convince the athletic department to make me their play-by-play guy because they had an opening. Wow. And so because they said, well, we're going to have Steve Kazabin doing our games, and he's okay on radio, he's not terrible, get a job at the local station that was going to carry our games, KTMS.
How did they know you were not terrible?
I think I sent him a demo tape.
From?
my college.
How did you have
days.
A demo tape even?
Oh, okay. Because I did
it. You were college radio?
Yeah, I was at KCSB, the student radio station, where we broadcast any sporting event that we could get the equipment to.
So badminton.
Charge, if I told you we did water polo on the radio, would you believe me?
That's so awesome. And of course, your water polo knowledge extensive at that point.
I mean, all the action happens under the water. What terms are there? What techniques are there? What strategies are there? How can you tell the numbers on the swim caps as all the water is splashing around?
Right. How do you even know who's got the ball? They're all wearing the cap. Is there a number even on the cap?
I think there were. But what we would do is we would sign up for time slots on the airwaves, and we would find time slots, and then we would compare them to schedules of sports on campus, and we would say, okay, we're going to go broadcast water polo or softball or women's basketball. I mean, we did everything. Everyone wanted, of course, to do the men's student basketball because that was the big time.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, we did volleyball, called a lot of volleyball matches over the years. And the way we did it was the equipment used a radio antenna that was the size of a kite, basically. You know, consider a small handheld fishbones kite-sized antenna, radio frequency. Yeah. And we would point it at the antenna at the radio station, which was underneath Stork Tower at UCSB, that caught the signal back from the water polo pool or the baseball diamond or the volleyball court.
That sounds super janky. How many times did it fail?
Well, once you got it dialed in, it was solid because it was such primitive tech that once they said, okay, we're getting it loud and clear, it locked in. And because it was analog and there was no internet back in 1989, right? then you know, once you got it locked in, it was there. Now, was it good radio? Oh, sweet mercy, no, it was awful. But that's where you're supposed to bury all of your awful radio, on student radio, where nobody can hear it.
Yes, on water polo matches. Yeah.
So that's how I got the gig. $18,000 and change, felt like I was the richest guy in the world.
I had to make a similar life choice at a similar age, 25. I had to decide if I was going to keep my IT land administrator job at $55,000 a year, or if I was going to be a fantasy football magazine editor for $16,000.
Yeah.
And that
worked out great.
You know,
because you bet worked out on yourself. And you bet on your passion. And that, my friend, I love about you. That's why that's why I'm one click from gay for you. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay. It's just
Well, let me
not
know when you're a quarter click, because I'm interested in spanning that gulf of one quarter. I can't go a full click.
No.
But I could go a quarter click.
I'm one click there. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with MyBookie.ag. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to 2 free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
So I got a lot of responses about guns.
Okay, hold on.
Do you want me to send you all of the submissions about guns? Okay.
I do want them all, but I just very quickly, while we're talking about two topics from your last conversation, if you don't mind.
Yep.
My college radio was at St. Olaf, and our radio station, Zabe, it had 0 watts. It ran through the electrical system of the campus, so you had to be plugged in
to a socket
the radio. Yes, you had to be plugged into a socket.
Well, that's if the signal got received, that's a pretty effective system. How was the audio quality?
I don't know, because I would listen to it every now and again, and I remember being fine. It was, you know, it was FM, so I was on the FM dial, so I think we had like stereo. So it was not, that part was not bad, but we had so few listeners that even in on a college campus with starving college kids, we would have Domino's Pizza giveaways to the ex caller. You know, the fourth caller, Domino's
Pizza. To the fourth caller, you'd only get to 3 and then going, well, we tried.
That's right. We never got to 4. I'd end up lowering the bar every time I went. I had a new shift. I'd started at like caller 12, because that's what they did in FM radio, right? We grew up listening.
Right.
You know, caller number 73. We were, you know, the bar got lowered eventually. Yeah. I'm like, the first person who calls, you get this pizza.
I remember the first time I saw a phone screener at our station do that whole caller number 85 or whatever. I'd be like, wow, that's going to be a pain in the ass. And he'd be like, hi, you're caller number 2. Good luck. Or you're caller number 2. Sorry, didn't win. Hi, you're caller number 9. Didn't win. Hi, you're caller number 13. And he would just skip big chunks of numbers. And I'm sure that was probably some sort of FCC violation, but who was going to fucking call him on it, right?
Well, no, and who knows? And it's still effectively randomized, right? I mean, you know, it's not like he was picking favorites, so I don't know if they have a problem.
I'd say it was randomized enough for sure. So, so there's a lot of suggestions about the guns you should
have.
I'm not going to get into them here because they're long, because gun people like details. They want to give it all the specs about, well, this one's better, doesn't jam as much. This one's got a decent kick. But this one, you can get ammo that costs less, and it's, you know, it's hard to find ammo for this particular caliber. And when you do, you want to make sure to buy enough. I mean, gun guys and gals, once they're into it, they like want to corner the market on ammo. They're always afraid they're going to run out of ammo, which to me is quite funny, because really you never ever want to shoot a gun at another human being, if possible, in your life.
I hope not.
Right.
I hope I'm
never. You never want to, because even in the most ironclad situations, you are going to have some legal issues. You are going
be
sued one way or the other. Even, you know, states that have very strong homestead laws, like Florida, where you're allowed to shoot intruders sight unseen. They say that if there's a guy with an axe on your doorstep, banging in your door, and you open it and shoot him in the face and kill him, and he falls down and he's halfway in your house, halfway out, you better drag him.
Oh, no.
They say you better drag him all the way in before the cops get there, just to be safe when it comes to the law. And I don't dispute that. And there's other states in which the laws are insanely permissive towards the criminals. California would be one of them. Now, I don't know how, you know, Utah is. I would assume it's pretty robust in terms of citizens' rights to defend themselves.
I would think so.
But I just sent you a story of a young man in Florida, Trayvon Johnson, 17, who was shot and killed when a homeowner caught him robbing her home. The woman came home armed after her Ring doorbell went off, and she saw on the camera she was getting robbed. And then there was a confrontation, and she killed the 17-year-old boy. And the family and friends of that boy are like, they didn't have to shoot him. He had dreams. Quote, you have to understand he's a child raised in the hood. How else was he supposed to get his money? I know. And so that's the unfortunate thing. That's the unfortunate thing that, you know, if you're that homeowner, you may be cleared and in the right to do what you did in Florida. The laws are pretty much in favor of the homeowner. But are you not going to be worried about this kid's family, friends, and other ne'er-do-wells from the hood deciding to wait for their retribution against you? Are you willing to at least spend a couple grand defending yourself in court because this happened? I mean, at the end of the day, please. It's just your shit. Well, you should just be like, if you're not in the house, you'd be better off just letting them rob your shit, as long as it's not super valuable things like jewelry or money. But you shouldn't have that in your house in the first place.
I'm not supposed to have my jewelry in my house? That's ridiculous.
No, not anything of significance.
Like,
how much ice do you have, Charge?
You know me. I don't even wear a wedding ring. I have zero ice. But what if somebody took my Godzilla? You think I wouldn't be pissed?
Well, of course.
And by the way, pissed. If you can get the Godzilla out of the house, congrats. Okay. You know, you at that point.
Well, let's say a couple thieves started stealing your Godzilla pinball machine. Retail value on that is
$8,000.
$8,000. It's a hell of a machine, by the way. Wonderful pinball machine. Amazing. Multi levels. It's got a miniature Godzilla. I mean, I played it for hours when I visited Charge a couple years ago. So if they were hauling it out, a two-person crew, and they were clearly getting it out, they had a truck ready to go, put it in the back bed, and you saw on your Ring doorbell, and you come speeding around the corner, loaded for bear with your gun, you're still better off letting him take the goddamn pinball machine instead of shooting one dead. Because you're going to spend $8,000 in legal fees. Did you really have to shoot him? Did you really think your life was in mortal danger? And on and on and on.
Or, by the way, I might go to jail.
Yeah.
In that scenario.
Well, shit, in Minnesota?
Minnesota. Very much so, right? So, I mean, I could be the one that ends up being the bad guy, and I could be the one going to jail.
Well, you're a white male in Minnesota. You are default the bad guy. The law assumes that. That's why you're leaving.
Well, it's not the. It is amongst, not why I'm leaving.
Amongst other reasons.
It's not why I am leaving, I to know. Be clear.
Amongst, amongst know, other reasons. Okay. Yeah, so that said, how do you feel about your Wolves here as we wrap it up on a
this was a tough. This was a tough loss. I'm going to try to, Zabe, I'm going to try give you this particular stat that I found pretty amazing coming out of the Wolves' loss. The Timberwolves led the game in, they led the box score in rebounds, assists, points off turnover, fast break points, points in the paint, second chance points, free throw attempts, free throws made, field goal percentage, 3-point percentage, free throw percentage, and they lost the game. No team in 163 NBA games that won all of those categories, no team had ever lost. It was 0-163 for those categories. The Timberwolves found a way to be the first team to do it.
Behold,
which is Minnesota sports in a nutshell right there.
Of the day. That really is peak Minnesota sports.
And isn't
then,
it?
And then there is the Ant Edwards issue that is cropping up, which people are, I think rightfully so, looking at some of his body language during the game and effort level during the game. It's not good. There are instances where you look at him and a rebound is right there to be had, and he is flat foot walking and reacting late.
Yeah.
It's not a good look, Charge.
You got to be, it's one thing. Body language is a little bit tricky, you know, because everybody's a little bit different, but hustle is obvious. You can tell, and man, does Oklahoma City, everybody battling every single play.
Right.
All the time. You know, even when the Wolves get the rebound, they're not done. They're not running back the other side of the court. They're still trying to get the ball out of your hands when you've got the rebound. The Wolves have the rebound. We just don't have that. And man, effort's free. Effort costs all effort costs is sweat. And Oklahoma City just outworking all of the Wolves. Yeah. Anthony Edwards, only 13 shots in a must-win game last night. Well, now 2 nights ago, as people listen to this, and it was hard. It was frustrating to watch. They played well enough to win, as I gave you all the box score stats. Yeah. But this Oklahoma City defense is just a freaking buzzsaw.
It is tough. I'm old enough to remember two series ago when Ant Edwards was two-hand shoving LeBron right in the chest and being the menace. And now he's like gone limp and passive because he's frustrated because of OKC's defense. Come on, man. There was one highlight I saw, and I felt like tweeting out, not Jordan, because he's been compared in some ways. You know, that is peak not Jordan. You have got to get out there and compete your ass off, even when it's not going well, even when you're not getting the calls. And can we talk about the calls for SGA for a second?
No, it's borderline absurd.
Borderline? How about well beyond absurd? I think the faking in the NBA is such a cancer that if the league doesn't get their arms around it, they're going to lose the audience. At some point, you can't, it's hard to even watch. I mean, they're so good at selling it. SGA is, I mean, look, his nickname is the foul merchant.
Yeah.
Doris Burke on the main broadcast calling him that. Like, that is a bad thing, the foul merchant.
And when you get her to do that, that says a lot. Just, you know, it's all glowing all the time, and he's a great player. I get that. I love our fans for chanting foul merchant at him, which is pretty great. Or free throw merchant. Free throw merchant.
Did I say foul merchant? I meant free throw merchant.
Which I like. Right. That's some sophisticated chanting right there that you don't get in most markets, but we can do that here.
The other big problem is that everyone, every player, all the time, is doing the finger twirly for replay. Replay.
I know.
And Nick Wright had a great proposal on Fox Sports 1. He said, they should pass a rule that says as soon as a player makes the signal, it activates that review. Period. End of story. And therefore, it would burn your one review yes. right away.
Oh, huh? The player called it himself?
Like, it yep. sounds extreme, but something has to be done. I think when it comes to flopping, referees have to be given the tool of calling a flop, which is a foul on the offensive player when he clearly yes. flops. And there will be close flop calls that are controversial, and there'll be missed flop calls that'll also be controversial. But we're going to have to live with that for a period, Charge, if we ever want the game to look respectable again.
Couldn't agree more. Look what's happened to soccer. Nobody in this country respects soccer.
No.
These people are, it's absurd. The flopping kills a sport. When you, there's a whole generation of people, young people now, the first thing they think of with LeBron James is his absurd flopping. First and foremost, the people right. that didn't see the greatness, they didn't see Cleveland, they didn't see Miami. There are young people now, that's all that he's even known for. And not only, but that's first thing, top of mind for LeBron. They do need, this sport does need to absolutely get their arms around the flopping problem they've got. And I would overcorrect. Call more flops than you think there might be to send a message to these players that we're not doing this anymore and we're changing the game. I like it.
All right, let me put a seed in your head before I hang up on you, and that is August, Vegas, fantasy and Superbook contest get together just before the season pushes off from shore. Poolside, cocktails.
Circa at the pool.
Let's go.
Oh,
would you
baby.
Be down for that?
I'm going to drive. I'm flying in on Saturday. I'm flying home on Saturday. I'll be there Sunday waiting until late August when this happens.
You don't need to do that, my friend, but I'm just putting that seed out there. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Because the Westgate Superbook, you have to be in person to set up your actual, you know, the first thing. Then you get a proxy to put your picks in officially.
Yeah, yeah.
And Circa does a super contest now as well. So
yeah, my loyalties are with Circa. My friends at VSiN, I love that Circa is built around sports betting. Somebody finally built a casino just for us.
Right.
I want to support okay. Circa.
So we could go to Circa poolside. It'd be hot as blazes, but who cares? There'll be no yep. sports going on, but that's okay because we're there to just sort of knock around. We could have fantasy drafts there. We could do whatever. Just make it that last summer push before the football season begins.
I think this is a brilliant idea. How do you gauge listener interest in this?
Well, I'm going to right now say if you're interested in, say, Vegas August, let me know. This is when Vegas might be semi-affordable again because it's gotten so out of control. August, yeah. I think, is the cheapest month because there's so little going on and it's so hot.
That could be. That may very well be. You don't have regular season football games. The only sport that's really going is baseball. Who cares? Nobody, you don't bet. People don't bet a lot of baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Sit in the right. sports book and watch what? Baseball game in
baseball
August?
Game? Exactly. All right. I am intrigued by this, and let's find ways to make
zhuzh it up.
Cool. I don't know what that is. Yeah. Yep. Let's. This first I've thought of this. Or you thought
that's
of it.
Why I want
it.
You got to put a seed in the ground to see if it grows. To percolate,
yeah,
in the ground.
All right.
George, you're the best. Have a safe
you're the best.
Flight
Thank you.
To Utah. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye bye.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it, it's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers.
Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free four-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free four-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.